Something doesn't feel right, does it? It's like pulling on a pair of jeans fresh out of the dryer. Too tight, unforgiving, and you start rethinking that second plate of nachos. Or that uneasy growl in your stomach after diving headfirst into your favorite junk food, even though you knew better. Or worse still, when someone you've just begun to care about stops texting back, and the silence says more than any words could. That same uneasy sensation floated over St. Louis Monday night when the Oilers let a 2-0 lead slip and dropped a 3-2 decision to the Blues. Because once again, brace yourself, Gregor, the 2-goal lead in hockey remains as dangerous as a politician with a live microphone. It invites trouble. It whispers false comfort. And the Oilers, God bless them, keep stepping into that trap. And that brings us to a word not yet in the Oxford Dictionary, but fully alive in the hockey soul. Noogly. Just a little something off. Not catastrophic, not fatal, just a few nooglies. The Oilers aren't having one big disaster. They're dealing with several nooglies. Evan Bouchard's defensive stumble? A noogly. Well, maybe a big noogle. Goaltending that's good, not great? A noogly. Scoring 5-on-5? Another noogly. Not one giant crack, just several small ones that make you shift in your seat. But before Connor Halley starts chiseling an epitaph for the season, let's breathe. Edmonton sits 6-5-3. 15 points. That's just 4 shy of the league-leading Colorado Avalanche at 19. A winning percentage of .536. The sky isn't falling. It's just overcast with a chance of mild panic. And it's November 4th. The playoffs don't even peek over the horizon until April. There is time. Glorious, forgiving winter time to iron out the nooglies. Fix the leaks. Breathe a little faith back into the room. So yes, something feels off. But sometimes discomfort isn't doom. Sometimes it's just your genes telling you to stand up, stretch a little, and keep going. Your 2-minute warning. Weekdays, Gregor, Halley Kruger, and me, Tater. Sports 1440.